Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, as Dermot Whelan was alluding to there, there is a chance that some of you will be drinking a little bit more alcohol than usual in the coming days. And to be clear, we're not recommending you do, but in case you do, I'm joined now by neuroscientist Dr. Sabina Brennan to talk about the after effects of that and the science of a hangover. Welcome, Sabina.
Thank you, Brendan.
Let's make this clear right at the start. The best way to avoid a hangover is?
Not to drink. Okay. You just stole my first line.
Okay. So look, if people don't heed that advice, will we start with prevention? So there's various things that people will talk about. They talk about lining the stomach, drink a pint of water first.
Yes.
Does any of that help avoid a hangover?
Yes. Lining your stomach, let's start with that. It's not a myth. If you eat fatty foods and protein before drinking, and again, I'm not advocating eating loads of fatty foods, but in the context of what we're talking about.
Have a burger. Okay. Yeah.
it slows alcohol absorption and breaks down its peak concentration in the bloodstream. So it may help to make hangovers less severe. Drinking water is effective, but its effectiveness is limited. Hydration, keeping well hydrated, will help you counteract dehydration-related symptoms like dry mouth and a headache, but it won't prevent all hangover effects because different things cause different symptoms in alcohol. And a really good idea is, and we've all heard it before, is to, alternate alcoholic drinks with either water or some of the fab non-alcoholic drinks that are out there now.
Okay.
With the whole sober, curious movement, there's a great kind of choice out there to alternate, So if you're having a beer, you could have a non-alcoholic beer, then another beer, etc.
Okay. Now, when drinking then, and like Christmas can be a time when people can tend to go for a few pints, then have a glass of wine, then there's whatever produced after dinner. Does mixing drinks does make hangover worse, does it?
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, it's the drinking, the collective amount of drinks in quick succession. But different times, some of the research shows that different types of alcohol may, make your hangover worse, such as alcohol. We've all heard that, the darker the drink, as in red wine or brandy, the more severe the symptoms of hangover. And that's actually due to something called congeners, which are a byproduct of fermentation in the alcohol production. Those substances, they can include small amounts of chemicals, and they actually are responsible for the taste and the aroma of distilled alcoholic beverages. But there's some evidence that drinks with high congener content induce more severe hangovers. But again, the effect is not well studied, and it's still secondary to the total amount of alcohol you consume.
Okay, fair enough. So while we're actually drinking, I suppose alcohol is doing a lot of things at the same time to us. So it's a relaxant, but you would say also a depressant.
It is a depressant, and that means that it slows down the messages that travel between your brain and your body. So it's not just, when we hear depressant, we tend to think, oh, it'll make me depressed, but it actually slows down the messages that are traveling between your brain and your body, and it affects the way you think and you feel. And that's a big issue as well in around people up to their mid-20s, because the brain is still developing there. So alcohol can have, much greater effect on that that developing brain. And I know people who are 24 don't consider themselves to be still in a developing stage, but when it comes to the brain, they are. And the effects of alcohol can be more impactful on their brain.
Okay. Now, older people would argue and say that a hangover is a much, much worse animal altogether the older you get. So look, we know about the physical symptoms of a hangover, I suppose. As a neuroscientist then, talk to me about the cognitive or psychological effects of a hangover.
Yeah, there are brain effects. So alcohol changes your brain chemicals, and that can lead to anxiety, which some people call hangxiety, trouble concentrating and poor sleep. So essentially, alcohol consumption affects the GABA system and the glutamate system, right? I don't want to get overcomplicated. That's what makes us relaxed and disinhibited when we're drinking. But after drinking, we get a glutamate rebound, which can cause us to feel hyperactive and restless, which kind of contributes. Also, the blood-brain barrier is affected by alcohol, which means that that activates the immune cells in your brain. And so you kind of have a brain inflammation response. And then the cognitive impairments are, you know, both the alcohol effects, but also the way sleep is disrupted. It interferes with REM sleep. But your prefrontal cortex, the part of your brain that's responsible for decision-making and assessing risks, et cetera, is particularly sensitive to alcohol.
Okay, and that really is still sensitive impair. The next day. People should be very conscious of that.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to you know, assess risk appropriately or make decisions. And hence people do things like driving the next day when they still haven't processed alcohol fully through their system, you know.
And then you mentioned the sleep thing there because, you know, a lot of people would associate like having a few drinks with like, you know, getting tired and getting a good night's sleep. But actually, and again, I think it's particularly as you get older. And yes, for a lot of women I know now of my age that I know will say like 1-2 glasses of wine, their night's sleep is wrecked.
Is wrecked or?
Yeah, wrecked. Yeah.
Well, you know, it kind of can have two effects. It can make, as we get older and after the age of 25, drinking alcohol can make us sleepy. And we can kind of assume that, oh, this is good for my sleep, for some people. But you don't get enough of the deep restorative sleep when you drink alcohol. And that kind of affects you the next day. It's not the same restorative sleep that you would have without alcohol. But having said that, when you drink, one of the great ways, you know, to help combat a hangover is to rest and have sleep.
So any other kind of scientifically proven hangover treatments apart from a load of sleep?
Not drinking.
And not drinking, yes.
I mean, obviously hydration, drinking lots of water the next day, or isotonic drinks can help, so can fruit juice. Avoid things like caffeine or drinks that take caffeine because that will add to your dehydration.
Oh, okay. And so a can of Coke or a cup of coffee, not a good idea.
Not a good idea because it will make you more dehydrated. So stick to waters, the isotonic drinks, because your electrolytes levels are going to be affected by alcohol as well as the dehydration. So they can be helpful. Orange juice is thought to be helpful too. When it comes to food, I mean, I know we talk about the fatty food and some people go a fry up. Actually, really what you're better off going for is sort of bland food like banana on toast. It's easier on the stomach and easier to digest.
Really? And I mean, there's nobody getting in bananas now for their hangover cure, but you promised they should, yeah? The toast bit, I think everyone can see.
Yeah, I'm not bad for the old banana on toast. Okay. Mash it up on toast. It's not bad. Yeah. Toast is a cure all, isn't it?
Absolutely. For the soul, the mind and the body, in fairness. A piece of toast is never the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, and there's some evidence, and I'm not one for pushing supplements, etc., but B vitamins and antioxidants like vitamin C could help. You know, when you're trying to cope with those horrible symptoms.
I know what you're going to say to me now, but there's a few people asking there. Any signs that the hair of the dog works?
The thing is, you know what I'm going to say, but drinking more alcohol to cure a hangover, it does offer temporary release because it dulls your withdrawal symptoms. And again, it activates the brain's reward centers, so you'll feel better. Yeah. But it does delay recovery. And it also puts further, it taxes your liver more, and it prolongs the time that it's going to take to metabolize the alcohol. So the hair of the dog is sort of might feel like a quick fix, but in the longer term, it's not. And also it risks you escalating to problematic drinking. I have to throw all those, you know, things in.
Absolutely. Very, very wise old newspaper man once told me that the one golden rule, he enjoyed drink all his life and newspapers were run on drink at one stage. He never drank 2 days in a row and he reckoned it had kept him out of a lot of trouble.
Right.
Finally, the best way not to get a hangover, Sabina,
is not to drink alcohol.
Neuroscientist Dr. Sabina Brennan, thank you very much and happy Christmas.